7-11 left to play first quarter. Chillicothe leading 2-0 off a nice-looking Austin Morris low post jumper. Right wing, Skyler Brightman. Stolen by McKitty. McKitty slows it down. Now accelerates through the paint. Dumps it off underneath to Morris. Problems controlling it. They play the half-court game now with Nate McKitty. Nate McKitty right side working against Andy Schmidt. Shakes and bakes. Launches a three ball. Doesn't get it to fall. Rebound to Mason Cox. Cody Glenn across the timeline, playing the point guard spot for the Lawson Cardinals. Brightman right wing, up top to Schmitz. Andy Schmitz, good-sized young man. Three ball doesn't fall for Mason Cox. Chillicothe the rebound. McKitty brings it down full speed, dumps it off underneath to Sharp, lays it up and in. A great bounce pass from the high post to the low post by McKitty. Saw Sharp was open, and Sharp just touched it up and in. The Austins each have a bucket, and Chillicothe leads it 4-0. Stolen now down court on the low post by Snyder. He brings it across the timeline up top to Mason Hayward. McKitty looks inside. Nobody home there. Works it on the left wing. Morris at the high post. There's that Morris shot. Count it. Austin Morris jumps high. Releases it at full arm. You can't block that one unless you're about 6'8". 6-0. Chillicothe off to a smart lead here. Cody Glenn up top to Tanner Smith. Right side now to Brightman. Bounce pass inside, another steal, this one by Sharpie. Austin Sharp the steal. Hayward brings it across the timeline. Goes through traffic, puts it up in the paint, rolls it around the rim, doesn't get it to fall. Nice dribble drive, put it up right up in the face of the taller player. Mason Cox drives inside, that shot doesn't fall. Snyder had the rebound, but then had it knocked out of his hands. Over and back on Lawson. Lawson had the rebound. Controlled and then lost it back court or stepped back court. So it is Chillicothe's basketball. 5:14 left to play first quarter, 6-0. Hornets with a good start. McKitty across the timeline, switches to his left hand, works it on the left side. Up top, Hayward for three. Yes, yes, yes! Mason Hayward dials it up from three-point land. It's a 9-0 lead for Chillicothe. Tanner Smith, circle left. Up top, Cody Glenn for Lawson. The Cardinals looking for their first points. We played 3 minutes and change. Mason Cox, left wing, working against Moore. Sharp there for the help, but Cox shucks both of them, and Lawson is on the board. Mason Cox in traffic. 9-2, Chillicothe. Hayward gets the pass from McKitty across the timeline. His pass is tipped. Lawson back court, puts it up and in. Brightman. And it's back-to-back buckets for Lawson. 9-4 now. Lawson applying pressure. McKitty skips it down court to Hayward. Hayward was fouled. They're going to call it on the floor in the act of shooting. I think they're going to call it in the act of on the floor, maybe. It's going to be on big Andy Schmitz, a 6'2", looks to be a 6'2 tackle, maybe. And Lawson sends in several players. In is Ross, number one. Kevin Schmitz, number 10. And Hartman, number 45. The ball was on an inbound, was on the floor. Chillicothe coughs it up now, putting it up in traffic. Tanner Smith draws the foul against Chillicothe. Walker Graves will check in for Chillicothe. First one on Brandon Lamp, 35, who checked in earlier. First free throw is in. Tanner Smith, first one is in, and it's a 5-0 run now, 9-5. Chillicothe jumped out to a 9-0 run, and Lawson's answered with a 6-0 run of their own. Applying a Lawson press, McKitty shreds through the defenders, keeps the dribble alive, goes to Graves, right wing. Up top, now quick give inside to Graves. Graves has it blocked from behind. Morse battling for it. Wow, they're really letting him battle inside. Ball skipped out to McKitty. Chillicothe keeps it alive. Right side, Lamp, three ball doesn't fall. McKitty's stick back falls in. A lot of action there. And Chillicothe stops the bleeding. 11-6 now. Hornets lead it by five. Cody Glenn, top of the key. 3:10 left to play, first quarter. Up top now to Hartman. Three ball, Cody Glenn. Nothing but net. Get a body on him. Now it's just a two-point game. Lawson's made a nice settle-down comeback. Snyder shreds the left wing, lays it up, draws the foul, looking for the and one. Cade Snyder with the bucket. Mason Cox checks back in for Lawson. Hayward and Zach Trout check in for Chillicothe. The and one is missed by Snyder. Makes the bucket, misses the free throw. 13-9, Chillicothe by four. 2:45 left to play. Cody Glenn across the timeline for the Lawson Cardinals. Skips it up top to Hartman. Three ball, count it. Tanner Smith. It's a one-point game. 13-12, Chillicothe by one. Trout to Hayward backcourt. Graves, Morse, and Snyder join him. Bucket doesn't fall for Morse. Draws the foul. Will go to the line now with 2:19 left to play in the first quarter. Second team foul on Lawson. And second one on Hartman. This will bring Andy Schmitz back into the ballgame after this first free throw from Austin Morse, which is no good. Just a one-point lead for Chillicothe. Rattled off the first 9 points. Lawson's made a nice comeback since then. Morse looking a little dejected after that first free throw miss. Shake it off. Get it here. And that one no good. Rebounded by Tanner Smith. Two missed opportunities. Lawson could take their first lead of the game here. Now they've been hot from the outside. Free throw line jumper, a little out of control. Tanner Smith couldn't get it to fall. Hayward clears out the board. Didn't score himself up to the bucket. Hayward crosses the timeline, goes to Zach Trout, circle left. Trout directing traffic now. Up top to Snyder. Hayward, right wing. Up top to Morse. Morse, hassled by Cox, gives it up to Snyder. Left wing now to Trout, up top to Graves. Minute 42 left to play. Good defense by Lawson. Morse gets the pass, throws the head fake, puts the shot up, doesn't get it to fall. 13-12, Hornets by one. Up top, Tanner Smith. Top of the key. Baseline, Glenn drives inside, dumps it off to Schmitz, and Lawson's first lead. Lawson has their first lead of the game. They shook off that 9-0 run by Chillicothe and are playing pretty good basketball. And now ball just goes back court and timeout. Chillicothe not happy. 14-13, Lawson by one with a momentum. Minute 6 left in the quarter. Back after this on KCHI. 14-13, Lawson's first lead of the ball game with a minute 6 left to play. Chillicothe crosses the timeline. Oh, I thought they were going to call Hayward for stepping on the out-of-bounds line. No, they said pushing off on Lawson. Third team foul, first one on Tanner Smith. I mean, Hayward was walking a tightrope there. Snyder checks back in. McKitty checked in during that timeout. So you have McKitty, Snyder, Graves, Trout, and Hayward on the court for Chillicothe. McKitty runs the offense so well, works at top of the key, pulls up the dribble, gives it to Grace, quickly over to Hayward, right wing Trey, no, off the rim, Trout, let the rebound go, and was out of bounds off of Lawson after the missed tray by Mason Hayward. Chillicothe just needs a nice little play run and an easy little bucket to get the confidence back up a little bit. McKitty pulls up the dribble, top of the key. Zach Trout, circle left. Back up top to McKitty. 38 seconds left. Hayward, right wing, looks off the tray. Double team, quick feed into Graves. Graves is hacked. Walker Graves will go to the line to shoot two. Graves got the pass, put it on the floor once, went to put it up, had three defenders on him. One of the three of them fouled. They're saying it was Mason Cox, his first fifth team foul. Chillicothe with just two fouls. At the line, Walker Graves, 33 seconds left. First one for Walker is in. Ties it up with 33 seconds left. Graves goes, takes his time, goes through his routine. And that's why, because when he does, he sinks him. Chillicothe by one, 15-14, 32 seconds left. Cody Glenn crosses the timeline for the Lawson Cardinals, working against Hayward. Hayward sticks with him, shakes and bakes, and shucks Hayward just long enough to score. Glenn with five, and it's back and forth we go, 16-15. I thought this was going to be a pretty good game. Underneath, Zach Trout is knocked to the ground by the big offensive tackle for Lawson. And goes to the line. Zach's fine. He's a tough customer. That's the second one on Andy Schmitz. Cody Evans set to check in. Trout's first one is in. And Lawson sends in number 55, Gunther, Derek Gunther, a 6'4 junior. That was the sixth team foul. Trout in the act of shooting. That's why he gets two looks, and both of them are perfect. Zach Trout does his job at the line. 17-16 in a fast, high-scoring first quarter. 2-1, Evans at the buzzer, gets it to fall. They gave him some space, and you don't want to do that. I'm sorry, not Evans, Cody Glenn. Cody Glenn for Lawson has seven and gives him a lead of 18-17 after one. We're back in 60 on KCHI.